through the dark of night will not overtake me. I am pressing into you, Lord. You fight my every battle, and I will not fear. I am not alone, I am not alone. You will go before me, you will. Good evening, everyone. It's our midweek service today. I want to believe that we're all prepared. We're getting ourselves settled enough to be in the service this evening. I welcome you to today. I believe your day has been good, and you're able to achieve the things you wanted to achieve today. More than anything, I want to believe that you maximized every hour of this day. All right, this is very important. That we are home doesn't mean that we can't be productive, or we can't maximize the hours that keeps passing by the day, you know. So please, I believe you did that. All right, let's go right into prayer where today's service is concerned. All right, God has been faithful to every one of us. God has been good in every way. All right, don't think about the things that I have not, you don't have. Think about the fact that you are alive and you're witnessing this day. Yes, I like you to just thank God, because there's so much testimony flying around. All right, there's so much good news flying around, and we are alive to see those good news flying around. And I need you to give God praise for your own life, for your own provision, for the things that he's doing for you, for the things that you are experiencing, for the things. Just go ahead, give him thanks. Bible says in everything, hallelujah, in everything, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks in Christ Jesus. It is the will of God that we give thanks. So go ahead and just give him thanks right away. Let's go ahead, give God praise, give him praise for this moment, give him praise for this season. Give him praise, for he is a good, good God. He is a faithful God. We give him praise in every way, in everything. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus. You are good. Hallelujah. You are good. You are good. Our situations does not define who you are. Mm-mm. You are good, irrespective of anything going on around us. Come on, church. You are good. You are good. You are a good God. You remain good forevermore. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last. You remain faithful. Come on, go ahead, tell him. He's a faithful God. Faithful God, faithful God he is. Faithful, faithful. Marosha, handeregedosa. Faithful, hallelujah. He is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. Hebrews 13, verse 15 says, therefore by him let us continually, hallelujah, a consistent and a continuous thing. It says continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the food of our lips, giving thanks, hallelujah,
to his holy name, giving thanks, praising, worshiping, adoring him. Go ahead, give him praise this moment. Give him praise. Thank him for his faithfulness over your life, over your family, over the things that you're hearing. Go ahead, thank him. Bible says in all things, no matter the situation, we must be thankful. So we are thankful tonight. Go ahead, thank him. 1 Corinthians 14 says that when we give him thanks in other tongues, we do it well. Go ahead, switch right now and go ahead and thank him in other tongues. Leku sohande rebosha, libra ka brakida redasa brakida manoso, leprusha prekedoso tula brata, lekruso mako rusha manana nenia, rakeba supregadosa, lekoso mranda lebrosha kia gadosa, era no, suprande leisa. We are thankful, laboroboso mekende lebrosha, rakiba. Supragosa and the low baruso manesa aladosa ecoloboso mando leba shetarabasa aroso caroso pekeso cotoso lendo lica da sata yaronto la kedenke rabababababababa endorobo shakira nanasa lembro nuso praganta la cretisa loco shetaya ragadosa. We give you praise, faithful God. Lama no so nekerika, lambra kabaroso, prena nana shetea regadosa, la kenda regadosa, rama no so fentole brosa, ena no so manadosa, ena no shakea roto le kenda la bracadosa, ecozo mantole brasheta yaragadosa, lendo loso, o maroso farosha, egadosa kea regadasa. We give you praise, Jesus. We thank you, Manosa Nanasa, for our going out and our coming in. We thank you for helter, Lemarosa, provision, Lekeba Kaba Rokonto, Ipronoso Fradesa Kadosa, soundness in mind, Lenanona Nenegadosa, Kera Gadosha, O Maroka Baka Lekea, Rakaba Baba Baba Baba, Lambronosa testimonies, Lembro Shike. Yaragadosa la carabata yeke rosso mindo le pronoso manasa tayenke radadaranda rega yegadosa yegadosa. We give you praise for ideas lenkana nana korosa entole pronosha nanasa taleke rababamba baleke inanoso mando rebosha ayekeya leka yaragadasa tayala Brosa, Makosa, we give you praise for development. Our minds have developed. Our minds have been developed. We are better than we were before. Lekosha naka reka dodosa. We are growing. Amana neka dodosa kalegra dekeya. Go ahead, give him praise. Lekosha deka rosa for spiritual feeding. Go ahead, give him praise. Lena nosa maneka rodosa. And in this season, go ahead, declare, I lack nothing. Hakaboka yakende rebosha. Akozo toya la bamba bareke. Maso pray that osha. In the name of Jesus. Eka yara nararanda yara shete yara grosa. Lekoso manta la kadesa. Manto lempra noso maneka de gisa. Akosha for strength. Lemananda la kayenga raranta yara dosa kaya la brosa. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. 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 And la brosa kaya da bosha e kara basa kaya da gadisa munda la brasa taye kaya da rasha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must be thankful in all things. In all things. Lekasha taya da bosha. All right, we're gathered again tonight to hear God's word. We're gathered again tonight, to be edified. We're gathered again tonight to be developed through God's word. Bible says the entrance of the word brings light. Hallelujah. It brings illumination to us. It brings it. So we receive it tonight. Hallelujah. We're receiving light tonight. Light on the series of love that we are on. Go ahead and say, thank you, Father, because I receive light. I receive a revelation today. I receive a knowing today. I know what to do as Reverend speaks, he speaks answers in the name of Jesus. I hear answers. Le kusha makarosa, lemprenisa, makonta labrasa, ekonosa bragadosa. As it speaks, the Holy Ghost speaks to you to where you are. So you're hearing God. You're hearing God through his voice, and you're hearing the Holy Ghost speak to you in your heart. Go ahead, declare that I receive light today. Light, 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 light in my path. Answers to questions in my heart. Liparo kosha. Chican le crenenosa le baba kiba ko supranensa le kusha hira kadika lambra kiba suprereise lanzu pranda legedosa. Light comes to me, illumination comes to me. That scripture is brighter. That scripture comes to me with clarity in the name of Jesus. Le moromo shikeye gedosa ando dusa kadusa. That voice that keeps telling me this is the way. I hear it brighter. I hear it better. I know what to do now. In the name of Jesus. Libarosha kayeko nonosa. Limpradika rekaba suprenosa. Enkodosa dekedisha. Lakodosa kadodosa kandaregedosha. Confusion is gone. Hallelujah. Makuse pekarose. Ekelekotoya dodosa. I'm not walking in darkness, no, but I walk in the light. I walk in full light. I walk in the light. In the light of Christ, I walk, knowing now what to do, knowing now I see better in the name of Jesus. I hear better. Le kusha mekarosa. Come on, give him praise tonight, because you would not lack answers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lekusha manda rebosa. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, go ahead. Rejoice where you are, because you've got your answers tonight. You've got the word that you need tonight. You have it. It's yours tonight. You have an answer. You have a word. So you push through in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Let's just go ahead and, just worship. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just worship him.
Many times life is in a rush. You wake up rushing. You get into the bathroom in a hurry. You want to do everything in a rush. But sometimes a worship song just slows it down. It helps you refocus from that rush, and your attention goes to God. Sometimes your whole day is moving so fast. Targets and pressure and everything on every side. Lifting up your hands can just stop it all. And then your heart will connect. Because God is the God of all income. Come on, he's the one that gave you breath this morning. Could you worship him? Could you praise him? Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Good evening. Praise God. Wow. You know, like that should go on, right? Okay, maybe on Sunday morning, will the life flow a little more? Maybe on Sunday morning, we'll have a little more time to teach on Sunday. So, maybe Sunday. It's just beautiful to, you know, just enjoy that that environment. And so what we've been doing for services, in case you've noticed, so we've endeavored to play our own recorded services, the ones I can lay my hands on or that is made available to me or something. You know, and then, you know, during the week, for the morning faith boost, you could just play other songs. So, yeah, praise God, praise God. How we doing? How we doing? How we doing? Fine, right? Yeah. Okay, let me just jump right in. Let me jump right in. One interesting thing we need to have in mind is the fact that Jesus came to introduce a new kingdom. Now, I know you know that, all right? But you need to be really, like, very mindful of it. Jesus came, you know, to introduce a very, very new kingdom. You know, he brought us a new kingdom. He kept on saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then, of course, he said the kingdom of God is within you. Then Paul tells us in the book of Romans that the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, you know, but in righteousness, peace, and joy. Romans 14, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. All right, so we are already brought into that kingdom. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you know, you could open it so you see. I know you could quote that one also. But 2 Corinthians 5, are you there? 2 Corinthians 5. Okay, the 20th verse, 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead," all right, "be ye reconciled unto God." So we're representing Christ, we're his ambassadors, and I'm sure you know who or what an ambassador is, all right? An ambassador represents the interest of a particular nation in another nation, all right? So we're ambassadors. So we represent the kingdom of God. Okay, so now, as simple as this is, and as we know it, you know, quote and unquote, as this is, it's important for us to really interpret this properly. It means that our modus operandi, all right, should reflect the kingdom that sent us, not the kingdom we're in. Okay, so we're talking about love. The level of love that Jesus taught us and what is taught in the epistles is not what is found in the world we're in, but it's how the kingdom that sent us, you know, functions, right? The kingdom we represent. So if not, it becomes, if I was not a Christian, this is what I'll do, you know, all those kinds of feelings. So it's because we're kind of mindful of, okay, this is the terrain I'm in, but we ought to therefore, you know, be more mindful of where we're coming from, you know, than where we are. Yes, we live here, but don't forget that which is born, you know, of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit, all right, is spirit. So we need to be mindful. We need to be mindful, all right, not just of where we are, all right, but of who sent us, of where we're coming from, what we represent, the kingdom we represent, the life we represent. Did you get that? Okay, so I'll move forward a bit so that we can dig into this a little better. So 2 Corinthians 5, like we read, says that there are two words. Well, let me say this. I've been thinking of doing like a 1-minute video, I guess, you know, for social media. You know, I thought about it today. Well, yesterday, I'll do it today. I felt maybe I'll do it tomorrow or day after. But I think I would do it. Either I write something or put out a video, all right? But, I mean, wonderful. You get to be the first to hear it anyway. And that's this. So there's so much going on, all right, on how to survive within the COVID period and then how to survive in the post-COVID era. And I want you to listen to this. All right, knowing me, I don't want to step into anything that sounds, you know, controversial. I don't want
one minister out there feeling is Pastor X talking about me. I mean, a lot of ministers I value are doing a whole lot of post-COVID stuff, you know, and all of that. And that's not where I'm going. So I still have to say what I believe God will have me say for those that God would communicate this, you know, a lot more better in their hearts. And that's this. So we're preparing for something, but physically speaking, none of us have been into a post-COVID era, all right? So if it's 1 minute, I won't say this much. All right, but none of us have been into a post-COVID era. We can analyze, scrutinize, do all the things we want to do. But certain things remain, all right? Number one, God said in the book of Malachi, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. So God is fixed. Pre-COVID, during COVID, post-COVID, nothing changes the character of God, all right? And you must understand that. This is where your faith comes in. Nothing influences the character of God. Nothing changes his character. The same way we've taught it before, that whether you're fasting when you fast, before you fast, after you fast, God doesn't change. So we shouldn't be quick to want to harass fasting or attack fasting. It now comes to COVID seminars and we can't say anything. All right? Number one, God doesn't change. Number two, Jesus also is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Number three, therefore, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is not different. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. All right, and I'm saying this so we understand something. All right, so a lot more scripture. In Genesis 26, there was famine in the land. Okay, Bible said there was famine in the land as there was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac wanted to go to Egypt, but God said to him, do not go down to Egypt, stay in the land I tell you of, stay in Gerar. You know the rest of the story. So it came about, you know, that there was a harsh situation, a harsh condition, and Isaac was going to function by default. All right, so maybe it was the economic analysis, Egypt is doing better, all right, let's go, which of course happened in time of Abraham, which still happened in time, you know, of Jacob and Joseph. You know, so Egypt, okay, they're able to sustain themselves one way or the other, let's go down there, we'll do better there. But in the midst of the analysis, and this is my counsel, it's not, oh, against the analysis, no. In the midst of the analysis, there are things that would come out of this analysis that would be a blessing to somebody. But in the midst of it is someone saying, please, oh, in addition to what we're saying, hear God, hear God, hear God, hear God. All right? Pray. Whatever it is, please add that. It should be added. You know? So, I mean, what I've said is over a minute. So imagine me trying to think of how to say all of this in 1 minute. So a few things I'll need to cut off. We find also, which I believe you should know, or at least if you're hearing it for the first time, it's worthy of note that David never lost a battle. You know, because people just feel, oh, being led is church stuff. Well, let's talk serious stuff. David was the president of a country, if we'd want to use that term. Was a king of Israel. Was a president of a country. All right? David never lost a battle. All right? Whether it was Iraq-Iran thing and David was the one there at that time, never lost a battle. Maybe it was a US-China issue. David would never lose any. David never lost anything. Never lost a battle. And we understand that the reason was his relationship with God. His desire to always inquire of the Lord and get what God is saying. So before we say it out there, we are Spirit of Life Christian Center. We are SOCC. So we don't exist without the leading of the Spirit. All right? Yeah, I mean, no church should, no believer does exist. The new birth is by the Holy Ghost. But if it's not said out there, let's say here. How much value are you putting? Because the kingdoms are not the same. The kingdom of the earth is Babylonian. The kingdom of the earth is Babylonian. And in scripture, those who have thrived in the Babylonian systems were not those who complied to the Babylonian methods. They were those who, while understanding the Babylonian systems, they superimposed upon the Babylonian, the divine kingdom. Nebuchadnezzar was world power, guys. So who do you want to give that to today? Semi America, semi China, semi who? Nebuchadnezzar was world power. I mean, conquered Israel, conquered a lot of places, was world power. Daniel was there. You know the story of Daniel. But Daniel was able to rise above the princes of Chaldeans, the magicians, the astrologers. If Daniel did not understand, listen, you know, everybody's looking for a seat at the table, a seat at the table, a seat at the table. Who owns the table? If it's a Babylonian table, you would just be one of them on the table. So Daniel would have just been one of them. one of them, and that's all. But because he did not limit himself by the Babylonian system, but brought in the kingdom of God, he was elevated. We find the same with Joseph. Egypt was awesome. Egypt was world power. And then we find also Joseph rising up. We find Esther almost forgetting. She had found a seat at the table. She got the seat by the favor of God, but suddenly she forgot why she got the seat. So Esther had blended, you know, enjoying the palace life. She's a queen. You know, she's having a great time. Thank God for Mordecai. So maybe I'm Mordecai for one person here tonight. There's a reason. And then there's a kingdom we represent. And we mustn't forget purpose in the pursuit of everything. There's kingdom. There's a leadership of the Holy Ghost. So thank God Esther understood that. And Esther now broke the rule. You do not go to the king, lest the king. So, you know, you could, because you found favor, and then you were given a seat at the table by favor. You know how we don't want to offend the people that favored us. So when you know, God will have you do something, if you God, let's take it easy, let's not go and offend them, let them not say we're overdoing, let's stay here. But when you understand you're an ambassador, that the government that sent you is more superior. Esther was ready to put her life on the line after she realized that revelation. That if I perish, I perish. But guys, let's all fast and pray about this thing. And then she approached the king without being summoned. You know the story. The king did not bring out the scepter. Then she's dead. Oh, but thank God for favor. Thank God for favor. Thank God for favor. Thank God for favor. Thank God for favor, guys. Thank God for favor. So we need this consciousness in this time. How do you prepare for post-COVID? Do all the things you want to do in the natural, but please inquire of the Lord. Lord, should I go? Should I pursue? Will I overtake? Will I recover all? While everybody's saying things are changing, God might tell you nothing has changed for you. Maintain your business. Stay in the thing you're doing. Hey, but God, we need to strategize for post-COVID. Keep doing what you're doing. A different word. Or add some here, add some there. I mean, we mustn't get to a point where analysts are talking to us and then we shut out God. Hey, but Pyrex, now these are the professionals. Yes, the same way Peter was a professional and then he toiled all night and he caught nothing. But thank God for the revelation that came from Jesus Christ. Except these stories are just Bible stories to us. And God forbid that happens. God's word is our reality. God's word is our life. So I've said a whole lot on my 1 minute video, right? Blessed are you. Haha. You know, but I mean, it's been a thought I've had to brood on. That's why I said I concluded yesterday. You know, let me send the video out today. Okay, let me shift it to maybe tomorrow. But I need you thinking about it. Jesus called us light of the world. Right now, the world is shining light to the church. So our systems, our strategies, everything is world, world, world. Isn't it good to know that majority of inventions are still by church people? Majority, really. Both male and female, majority of inventions are still by church people. So we can't just blend in and get lost. And whatever top you want to rise to, please, you know, when you read David, who do you think you're reading about? A preacher? A priest? Come on now. David was a king, guys. David was a king. King of a nation. Modern day president. That's what David was. All right, David wasn't just a monarch like the Queen of England who just sit down and then other people like the Prime Minister running stuff. David was the man. You know the story. It was the action bobo of Israel. It was it all. And David would not make a move except he asked from God. When David gets into trouble, he'll go back to God. When something happens, David goes to God. David had to learn to do that. Remember Psalm 18? David said, "The Lord enlightens my candle." By my God, I run through a troop. By him, I leap over a wall. That God arms me with strength. He teaches my hands to war so that I can bend a bow of bronze with my hand. David said he makes my feet like hind feet so that I can walk upon the mountains. That's the king talking. Guys, king, not pastor, not priest. King, David, king. Israel. I mean, David was called the light of Israel. That's what you call a prophet now. But because David tapped into these things by intimacy with the Holy Spirit, please, this season, value your intimacy with the Lord. Don't just come out of this season head sound, full of head knowledge. That would be wonderful. You know, I mean, we value that, yeah? But don't just come out this season with so much head and that's all. Oh, but let the light in you be bright. You are the light of the world. You are the light of that sphere of economy or society that you believe God has sent you to. You are the light there. You didn't make yourself the light. Someone made you light. So he is the one that will consistently... You know, the moon doesn't have a light of its own, right? The moon only peaks from the sun and reflects. I believe I'm correct. The moon peaks from the sun, reflects. 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 That's like a type of us. He is the sun, you know that. He's the S-O-N-S-U-N. And then we radiate and reflect the light that we receive from him. So you're going into different aspects of society, guys, to be a blessing to people. You're going to different aspects of the world to touch people. But you're going there with the light that he gives you. In John chapter 17. Jesus is speaking in John and Jesus is praying in John 17. Quite an interesting prayer. So the 16th verse of John 17, well, let me pick 15. It says, I pray not that you should take them, John 17:15. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. There's evil in the world. He's not pulling us out. We're going to be here. This is how we're going to function. 16 now, popularly paraphrased. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Guys, this is not our system. We are not of this system. Please remind yourself. Yes, we'll do commerce, industry, we'll trade, we'll get married, we'll do all stuff within this sphere, but we are not of this sphere. We belong to a higher kingdom. Bible says our citizenship is of heaven. So shouldn't you just use that when we are talking new creation? Hey, no, everything we do is new creation. In our citizenship, apply it also in business. Apply it in everything you do. Our new creation mindset flushes into all aspects of our lives. I'm not of this world. I am not of this world. I am not of this world. I am not of this world. I have a mission on this world. You remember what the devil tried doing to Jesus? He said, the Bible said he took him to the highest pinnacle, showed him all the glory of this world. All the glory of this world. He said, to you I will give if you bow down and worship me. He said, it's been given unto me. And we know the story, Adam transferred rulership. He said, it's been given to me, to you I will give it if you bow down and worship me. So there's a glory in this world. You know, and it's sad when you hear things like, that guy used to be church, but he doesn't want to take church serious anymore. Your church is spoiling his business. It's sad. Forgive me, tough language, but that's corruption. The person's mind is corrupt, is affected, is perverse, is twisted. That's someone who's lost sight of kingdom. Oh, church is not paying me anymore. Church doesn't. Being a church boy doesn't pay me. I need to make this money. being a church girl doesn't pay me. I need to do this thing. We've lost sight of eternity. We've lost sight of who sent us. And then we live on this in this life, you know, like this is eternity. We forget that we're in a world of sin, guys. We forget that heaven and earth will pass away. This one is off. And then we see souls, and you know, what we see is money, business opportunities. We forget kingdom. Make your money by all means. I mean, listen. Bible says, my city shall be spread abroad through prosperity. So, you know we should prosper. You know that, all right? A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. We know that. I'm still saying, in the midst of it all, you must live like Abraham. In the midst of all his prosperity, Bible said, he kept telling himself he's a pilgrim on this earth. He was looking forward to a city whose builder and maker is God. And don't forget, from the very lips of Jesus now, he said, lay not up treasure on the earth where thieves can break into steal, where moth can corrupt. He said, but lay up treasures in heaven. Jesus said so. Are you saying Jesus doesn't believe in prosperity? He was the same person who said, whoever leaves father, mother, house, and anything for my sake and the gospel will receive 100-fold in this life. So it's not confusing. It's basically having the understanding and the pure balance that while I'm here, I need to know I represent a kingdom. I represent a system. Joseph prospered in Egypt, child of God. He prospered. But he understood kingdom. He understood kingdom. David was prosperous. Come on, you understand the amount of money he dropped for the building of the temple. Yet he was a prophet of God. His devotion was not affected. So we can, in the process of pursuit, you know, because most of this season, there's a lot of body consciousness. People, you need to gym, which is fantastic, you know. Don't come out of this COVID or lockdown. You know, you guys don't look fat. Take care of your bodies. You need to, you know, blah, 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 you know, and then plan finances. But yeah, don't forget 1 Thessalonians, rather, chapter 5, 23. Man is spirit, soul, and body. So in the midst of all this, how much time are you waxing out, as it were, for spiritual things, for deep spiritual things? How much time are you waxing out? How much time are you creating for the Lord, for your King, for your lover? And prayer right now shouldn't just be the things you want to receive from Him. It shouldn't be. And ministry is not just the activity. Hey, I'm going to do this for the Lord. Don't forget, Acts chapter 13, you know, tells us that, you know, in verse 2, that they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. They were not asking for anything. They were ministering to Him. Just singing praise to Him. Just worship Him. So he's just meditating on His goodness. 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 25 minutes. Just blessing His name. Praising His name. Oh, He's good and His mercy endures forever. Can we just take a few minutes and just bless His name? Yeah, just bless His name, please, you know? I know because it's Radio Church, most of us could have our hands in a few things, but could you pause and just bless His name? Just bless His name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if you're listening and you need redirection, if it's obvious to you that you need redirection, please just redirect. Redirect. The same way we're quick to receive prophecy in case I was praying for us, which I know you gladly say amen. Same way, receive this instruction. Receive this instruction. Oh, we bless you, Lord. 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 You are the center of it all. You are the center of it all. Anybody saying that right now? He is the center of it all. He is the center of it all. He is the center of it all. That means He's the center even of your planning of your day. Come on, guys. He's the center of it all. He's the center. He's the center. He doesn't get the crumbs of how our day has been used. He doesn't get the crumbs. No, He's Lord of all. He's the center of it all. He is the center. He is our affection. He is our attention. Anybody saying that to him tonight? He is my attention. He is my devotion.
Oh, all things, other things become shadow. They pale away. They fade away. Because he is my focus. He is my focus. He is our focus, child of God. He is our focus. In a man, brother, do do visige ve, brother, go do for no more susa vishke. Aro fa fa, fede ke bo fa la la ba. Keno no more suge vede ke bo shi vede de bo fe no no more shi ga va la la ba. Kera ba fra ra ga bo shi menenda, ha ha ha. You are our devotion. You are our attention. You are, you are, you are, you are. You are, you are, you are attention, you are devotion. Not just working with you, no, not just ministry activity, no, you. You, you, you. And we'll learn to be still and be with you and be still in the quietness of our minds. And we'll learn to wait on you. You know the shortcuts, if any. You know how to get us to where you want us to be. The reset button is with you. The restoration button is with you. Where else do we want to go? Who else do we want to turn to? We see in scripture how you blessed Isaac. We see in scripture how you blessed Jacob. We see in scripture how you blessed Joseph even in a strange land. To bless is not difficult for you. And your word reveals you've blessed us. And we know we have your spirit to lead us into those places of prosperity. Where else then do we want to go? Who else do we want to spend our time with but you? Oh, but you, but you, but you, but you, but you. You are our affection, our attention, our devotion. You, you, Lord, you. To you we worship. To you we give praise. You we worship. You we worship. All answers are with you. All purpose is defined in you. Kale bo sima nana bareke bo shige bedeke dosu. Ku rabasa taga ba yeke boro bo shiba baba. Elele bo shegwedike bo frena monti karakata. You love us so much, you made us. You love us so much, you want to spend time with us. We respond, digarando sikatasa. We respond, denine mon freno kodu siminenda kaye kasa. Even in the midst of activity, even in the midst of working from home, we know we don't have to lose our connection. Because all the work we do, greater is the wisdom from you. Greater. Greater. You are the Lord of all strategies. Ha ha. Simianda. Simianda, simianda, po rebasa tega baya. Enene mo suka ban prerege do so mine ke dusa. He's the one who said he will instruct us and lead us in the way we should go. He said he will teach us to prophesy. Isaiah 48:17. The first I quoted was Psalm 32, verse 8. He would lead us to prophesy. Guys, he knows where the money is. In Isaiah 45, he said he will reveal to us the treasures of darkness. The hidden treasures of secret places. He knows where things are. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. May we not allow there to be a competition between God and mammon in our lives, guys. May we not allow there to be a competition between God and entertainment in our lives, guys. May we not allow there to be a competition between God and flesh in our life, guys. Yes, there will be the struggle, but the word competition, where God is wondering, do I have a place?
Don't forget, Jesus said you can't serve two. It means at some point one is higher. How is your day? How is your day? Scripture is given for reproof, all right? For correction, for instruction. How is your day? Don't come out of this season just with your brain full and then your body fine and then your spirit just has a few snacks here and there. No, he is your devotion. Ayebala kadasa. We can't win in this kingdom, this earthly kingdom, by playing this kingdom's game. No, Jesus said the children of this kingdom are wiser than the children of light. Because they understand their own game is their kingdom. If you want to thrive here, you will play their game and dirty yourself. It becomes corruption. Guys, on top of what? On top of what? But when Daniel heard that the king's decree had been given, and they were already killing them because they could not interpret his dream or even tell him what his dream was, Daniel went and said, stay your hand, hold on. I will come back and give you the answer. If Daniel was still worked up with administrative things, they would be looking for, how do we change the king's decree? Let's go. No, Daniel knows there's a superior kingdom. And that's where Daniel declared and said, there's a God that sees in secrets. There's a God that reveals secrets. Come on, guys. That's Daniel chapter 2. You know the story. You know the story. In a man, brother, Gadosi, mana, kasita, basa. And Daniel's secret was his fellowship with God. His fellowship with God. He's undisturbed, even in the face of death, cannot be stopped. Fellowship with God, guys. That was Daniel's power. That was Daniel's power. His fellowship. And they said, we cannot fault this guy anywhere except his devotion. No, guys, come on, come on. The whole world needs to know that my secret is in the secret place. My secret is the secret place. My secret is my time of fellowship. Jesus said, I will say nothing except what my Father says. I do nothing except what my Father shows me. So the secret of Jesus was also the oneness we had with his Father. Oh, you are our devotion. You are our affection. We don't just sing Jesus, you're the center. No, you are the center. Come on, somebody. Is he the center for you? Is it the center of your day, or do you keep doing, but Lord, you understand, Abby, you understand. Have you ever really waited to hear the answer to that question? Have you ever really waited to hear the answer to that statement? Those that might have bowed to Nebuchadnezzar's statue could have just said, God, you understand, right? Let me quickly bow. Just 3 minutes, bow. Let me just bow. But they would never have seen the power of God in manifestation. So sometimes when you keep saying, God understands, well, at least God understands, you might be compromising and shutting out the power of God. No, let him be your affection. You have the time now. Now that you're not waking up by 5 a.m. driving to work. Now that you're not waking up by 6:30 trying to rush or do school runs and get the kids to school. Now that you're not trying to do all of that right now. You're not doing that like you would have. Yes, I know you're working from home. Listen, a lot of us are working. Alright, we're working. We're working, but don't come out of this season with just big mentally, you know, improved brains. Just talking sound, Babylonian language. And then you don't have any soundness in the kingdom. No, God forbid. Come on, guys. Oh, shalala bo kimanando si gevere kedoso. Fenono bo sufra dofa nagabo fenono bosha. Maninan goro go dufre non du kobiske vide kedofro. Elelelele bosa. Elelelelele bosa. Velelelelele bosa. Valelelelele kedoso. Nika baka borobo tu rabatande ke broko dosi fiata. Andolo kodofre non vrodu zava degedege dozo veti gadasa. E le basa tale ke bonfro non do cura. Cura bataye ke bonfro doso godogodo. Nente rokodu zava vre do veti gadasa. Eno non frada kada. Eno non frada kada. We are strengthened with might by God's spirit in our inner man. We're strengthened. We are strengthened. We are strengthened. We are strengthened. I pray for every listener here tonight, everyone that might listen later. I pray strength for you. Strength for you, but that your spirit will not be willing and your flesh weak. I pray that you are strengthened. I pray that the capacity of God will rise within you, that you will break that hold of your flesh. You will break that hold of your flesh. Oh, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. But Paul made it simple. He said, walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. It means you can. It means you are expected to because you are born of the spirit. I pray that you are strengthened. Strengthened with might by your spirit. By your spirit in your inner mind. I pray Colossians 1 for you also. That you are filled with the knowledge of God's will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you work worthy of the Lord. Fully pleasing him. That you are fruitful in every good work. You increase in the knowledge of God. You are strengthened with all might. Unto all glorious power. Long suffering and patience and joy. Asa sama karo kadasa. Aneka broko du samana kasi karabatata. Eno non frada gadasa. Pe kado sosofe. Oh, fe no no non frada gada. We are of the superior kingdom. We are of the superior kingdom. We are from a king. The king of the entire universe, guys. Our wisdom comes from him. Our strength comes from him. Even in this season, I know this season, you know, there might be one or two challenges, you know, for some person listening where health is concerned. Get to kingdom health. Deal with your health from the kingdom perspective. Even while you might want to take one, you know, medicine or the other, go to the word. Go to the word. We are of the kingdom. We are of the kingdom. We are of the kingdom, guys. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. We are the kingdom. Our supply is kingdom. Our God supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So your supply is not bound to your economy. It's not bound to your situation. You have a heavenly supply. Oh, why don't you lift your hands and receive? You receive supply. You receive in the name of Jesus. You receive supply. You receive favor. People are favoring you. Your needs are met. Oh, your needs are met. Your needs are met. Your needs are met. If God could send birds that were very stingy to go feed Elijah, how much more? You receive resources. Receive your needs met. Receive yourself taken care of. Receive it in this season. Oh, refuse to call yourself abandoned. Refuse to call yourself frustrated. Refuse to call yourself stranded. Receive resources in the name of Jesus. Concerning your health, receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. I command power to rise within your spirit and minister to your body in the name of Jesus. Oh, karabasa talagabosa. Enanana mohiga vede ke do frono godoso. Kero robo suka vede ke doro goduda vige de ke doro godoro godusa. Kero robo gododo do gododo ge vede ke bo frono godoso. Ki rabasa ta karo ba tete gata. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You want to thank him for what we've learned today? Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. What shall we say to these things? That out of the abundance of my heart, right? Oh, but I believe, you know, I almost wanted to say, well, you know, wasn't a message for today. You know, yeah, we're still in the love series, so let's mark it under love. God bless us tonight. Wow, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Please reach out, reach out. What's God showing you? What's God telling you? Right, reach out through your leaders. You could get in touch with me, or you could ask them that you want to get in touch with me. Just reach out, please. Reach out, reach out, reach out. All right, and then you know, if you want the audio that was played tonight, you know, I'll send it to the leaders and you could get it from them. You know, Mr. Dave sent it to me too, and when I heard it, I felt, oh, this is nice. So when Mr. Biola asked, you know, while the service has started, I felt, okay, cool. Someone else still might want it, you know. So, hey, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. And giving, please, don't forget. Giving is part of our kingdom culture, all right? Proverbs says, there is he that withholds more than is necessary and it leads to poverty, but there is he that scatters and yet increases. Giving is a kingdom culture. Giving is a kingdom culture. All right, God could have fed Elijah. All right, God could have also told Elijah to give the widow food, but God wanted the widow to drop something. So there's a way God functions, all right? So if he's leading you to give, go ahead, do it. Please, do it. Do it. All right? And if you're out there and you need to receive, please receive. Don't be shy. All right? Don't be shy. It's your faith and prayer. Except maybe you have a restraint in your heart about, and be sure it's heart like spirit and word, not heart like emotions of, should I be the one collecting from this person and all that? You know, but just know, no. There's something, you know, wrong about this source. You know, but besides that, don't let shame block you. Receive. Receive, because every giver needs to learn to be a receiver. All right? You're a giver. All right? Enjoy receiving. It's more blessed to give than to receive, but it's still blessed to receive. So you receive. All right? That you may have also to give. Is that all right? Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe you were blessed tonight. Please share. All right? Feel free to share with friends and all. Comments, feel free to share. Also, you could drop comments right here on Spreaker. You could also, you know, send via WhatsApp, you know, just reach out. All right. So, Father, we give praise to you. We thank you for a wonderful, beautiful time we've had this evening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because our minds are renewed once again. By your word, we've received instruction. We've received direction. We know we'd never be the same again. This season is good for us. We're coming out stronger. Your word assures us that our path shines bright. And we know that you are returning for a glorious church. So we receive all that you have in store for us as individuals and as a church. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. All right, guys. Love you guys. Appreciate you all. All right. See you Sunday. Bye.